Welcome! You're listening to Information and Conversation about Network Marketing, where you become an industry insider. You'll learn the skills, strategies, insights, and step-by-step techniques you need to get on the fast track to network marketing success. And now your host, entrepreneur, author, coach, and network marketing enthusiast, Dale Moreau.
Welcome, welcome everyone to Podcast 22, The Magic of Colors When Speaking to a Prospect About Network Marketing. This is Dale Moreau, your friendly host with the most in tips, tricks, strategies, and techniques for making network marketing work for you. You know, so I'm going along minding my own business one day, and I meet this person with whom I feel has great potential for being a very good network marketer. And during our conversation, this person says, "All right, I don't have a lot of time. Get down to business and don't beat around the bush." Now, what color personality would this person be? Well, this person would be what we call a red personality. And a red personality is a take charge, no nonsense kind of person. He does not like chit chat, but wants to get down to business fast. And these people have sort of a characteristic about them in which they are more athletic than most, they are in the best shape, and they participate in team sports where they are in charge. And the motivation behind a red personality is big money. So to talk to a red personality about earning $1 million with network marketing instead of $100,000, all of a sudden you have that person's attention. So speaking about earning $100,000 with network marketing does not interest them because most reds make that kind of money easily with their own careers. Now, I have an aunt and she's always cooking and she's always helping with charitable events, and she's always hugging people, and is the first person most people go to when they need a shoulder to cry on. Well, my aunt is what you call a yellow personality. And the one word for describing any yellow personality is help. They love to help people, and they will be the first ones to render aid when aid is required. They will be at most church events to raise money. They will be volunteers at shelters to feed the needy and the poor. And they will join organizations where service is primary. And to speak about earning big money with network marketing to a yellow personality actually turns them off. But to speak about joining a fraternity of people where they help to empower someone with the ability to earn a living for themselves and their family perks up the ears of a yellow personality. You know, I have this friend and his name is Jim. And Jim loves to travel. He loves to party and basically he just loves to have fun. Well, he is the center of attention no matter with what party event that he attends. And you really can't keep Jim down. You can't hold him down to one conversation because he quickly runs or vacillates between one conversation to the next. Now, Jim is not concerned with big money, and he's not concerned with actually helping in any charitable events. He is concerned with what makes life to be fun. Traveling, partying 24/7, and money that actually is earned so that he can go on exotic trips gets Jim excited. And Jim is what is known as the color personality blue. Now, speaking to Jim about network marketing must include that about network marketing, which is fun and exciting and provides Jim with a way of earning money for having fun. Now, I also know this scientist. He is always analyzing things. He is dull and he's not very interesting, and he is what is called a green personality. Now, I speak with authority about the green personality because basically I is one, though I feel I'm not quite as dull as a scientist. And the green personality is a person who is curious about his environment and about his surroundings. In fact, he examines things and people by asking why this and why not that. The more data about something or a person that you provide him, the more exciting that he gets. And he is what is called a green personality because, one, he's not interested in big money, he has no need to be charitable, and he doesn't like actually helping a lot of people, but he does like to examine details. And what attracts them most about network marketing is detailed compensation plans, what ingredients make up the products and how they are made, and detail about details of how to make money for the purposes of, guess what? Examination and research. Dull and boring as they may be, green personalities take their time with making decisions about network marketing. And once their minds are made up, they are 100% all in and they will never leave. They are the most successful with this business. Now, what do we do with these four color personalities of people? Red, yellow, blue, and green. And how can we use this to help us with network marketing? Well, there are eight things that the color personality can actually help us to do. And I'm just going to list them, and then I'm going to use these eight things to go on to talk about something else. Number one. They help us gain instant rapport and build trust with those that we meet. Number two, they motivate others into action and help keep them focused. Number three, they enhance the teamwork and excitement within our organizations. Number four, they decrease conflicts and what is sometimes called personality clashes. Number five, they acquire new skills that help you effectively lead not just hundreds of thousands, but tens of thousands. Number six, they help win friends and increase cooperation with even the most difficult people. Number seven, they dramatically improve your personal, professional, and social relationships. And number eight, it teaches you the language of the four basic personality styles in a fun and easy way so that you can increase productivity and profitability with your personal and professional life. So when I meet a red personality, how can I approach them with network marketing and win their hearts and minds? Well, there's actually two parts to making that work. Part one, we have to know what to say to a color personality for breaking the ice and building rapport. And number two, we have to know how to invite a color personality to a presentation after we break the ice and after we build rapport. So let's deal with this with part one and part two like this. Part one. What to say to the color personality for breaking the ice and building rapport. And the formula for breaking the ice is quite simple. What you're going to do is ask permission with the question, would it be okay if, followed by a benefit that appeals to the color personality. For example, when speaking to a red personality for breaking the ice and building rapport about network marketing, I would say something like this. Would it be okay if I show you with how to make $1 million a year and be the envy of all your neighbors and coworkers without interfering with your social life and career? Remember that the red personality, he is a take charge guy, he likes big money, and he wants to be the center of attention. Or if you speak to a red personality about your products in network marketing, and especially if your products are in the health and wellness industry, because remember that the red personalities like to be physically in shape and like to be in charge. And so here's how I would approach them. Would it be okay if I showed you a way for you to look your best physically and mentally from drinking the right kind of beverages and have an athletic performance by making you run faster and be stronger than anyone on your team. Well, what about the yellow personality? Here's how I approach it and actually breaking the ice and building rapport and building trust. Would it be okay if I show you how helping others can save them from working 45 years like their parents by you helping them to retire in 5 years without debt? What do you say to a yellow personality about your network marketing products? And again, I'm going to use the illustration with the products that have to do with health and wellness. Would it be okay if I showed you nutritional drinks that are liked by all your friends and family and save them 2/3 cost of the same or similar items on the shelves of stores? A blue personality, what about this? How do we deal with this? Would it be okay if I show you how you can travel to exotic places 6 times a year while taking all your buddies and friends and without paying a dime for food, entertainment, travel, cars, and hotels while making you money? And how about breaking the ice with the blue personality about products? Would it be okay if I showed you how you can stay healthy with energy to spare and keep you alert during parties and nights out on the town so that you can give full attention to your friends and dates? Green is not as hard with breaking the ice and building rapport as you might think. And here's how I would approach it. Would it be okay if I showed you a way for solving your debt completely with a step-by-step plan by laying it out for you logically and sensibly? Remember, a green personality wants to look at detail, and we're going to lay that out for them. Now, the products for a green personality are even easier. Would it be okay if I showed you a way for affording the right kinds of foods and drinks to sustain you during late nights of working on projects for work or your career and maintaining your health with nutritional and healthy soft drinks, coffees, teas, and energy drinks without dipping into your bank account? Now, part two. Once we broke the rapport and once that we've actually built trust, we want to actually invite the person to a presentation. And we want to build that presentation, that invitation to that presentation, around their color personality. Now, I'm going to be using the illustration with what to say when inviting a color personality to a home meeting presentation. However, you can adopt it to any kind of presentation that you want. So if you want to invite them to watch a video or listen to a sizzle call or send them to a website, you can adapt this presentation to meet that. So if I was to invite a red personality to a network marketing home meeting, I would say something like this. You know, we have an opportunity meeting tomorrow and we're talking big money, lots of big money. Now, this is not for the faint at heart who wants to dabble in chump change. This opportunity is for those who desire millions of dollars over that $100,000 a year job that you have now. To a yellow personality, I would invite him like this. Tomorrow we're having a presentation and we really need your help. Would you come over early and help set up the meeting, and you just might learn a few things? We are marketing health and wellness products which help people lose weight, melt away body fat, and detox their glands. We serve a big need to people who want a healthy and happy lifestyle. And to the blue personality, it's even easier. We're going to have a home party tomorrow. It's going to be exciting and fun. There'll be gifts and great conversation, and I know you'll be the talk of the town. We're going to talk about free trips that you can earn 6 times a year to exotic places that you only dreamed about. You'll be able to party all night at these places and there's going to be talk of products which boost passion and make it fun. And to top it off with the dullness of the green personality. Would you come to an opportunity to meeting tomorrow? Your opinion is greatly needed. In fact, bring a notepad and pen because you'll be taking lots of notes. And I need your analysis of what is said at the meeting. Now, if you want to learn more about how I use the four color personalities to my advantage when speaking about network marketing to prospects, I have two articles on my blog, dalemoreau.net, that you can read. That's dalemoreau.net. And the two articles are this: Speaking About Network Marketing to the Four Color Personalities of College Students, and The Four Color Personalities of Recruiting for Network Marketing. All you have to do is go to the blog, put that in the search engine, and you can find it. Now, you know, it's all great and good that we actually know how to do an invitation, that we actually know how to break the ice, but how do we identify the color personality of the prospect so that we can reach them? Now, some colors in people stand out the most from others, and others are in reserve, and it's hard to know one from the other. Well, there are three questions that actually help to distinguish one color from the other. And here are the three questions. And you need to remember these if you want to be able to talk with these people about network marketing with the color personality that they have. What do you do for a living? How is your free time spent? And what are the things that you like most about your job or hobby? So let's talk about a job. Finding what a person does for a living is one clue for discovering their color personality. Now, jobs are usually chosen which actually match the personality of the person. Greens choose accounting jobs. Blues choose executive branches of industry. Well, knowing about a person's job, it's not really the final test or true litmus test, but gives you a clue of where their personality leads. And round out that question of livelihood with how their free time is spent. And you get this for example. Now, knowing that they are accountants, which is a green personality, who likes to skydive or mountain climb, which is a red personality, tells you that the prospect has leadership qualities over those of green, of course, making it a red personality. Or if they sarcastically claim that they have no free time because they help with volunteering at a nursing home, you know their color personality is yellow. Recreation. Recreation and entertainment give a true measure of the four color personalities. For instance, if their time is spent watching a certain movie, such as action movies, it indicates their personality to be red. But if they like spending time at home reading a romance novel, their personalities are yellow. Or if they read scientific works, they are green. Now, what about free time? Asking about what things that they like about their job or hobby brings out really their true color and their true personality. Now, this question about free time exposes deep feelings and most accurately reveals their color personality. Knowing about a person's entertainment and recreational activities helps you to see what side of his color personality that stands out the most and is most dominant. So, if you're talking to a blue who is a steward for an airline, which happens to be a blue personality, and reveals his hobby is helping the homeless, he is most assuredly a yellow personality. Now, this is his true color and requires language which matches his personality, the yellow personality, if we are to reach him. And I hope you enjoyed this podcast about identifying the four color personalities of prospects and how to use it to lead thousands into joining your network marketing opportunity and buying your products. And I want to thank you listeners for taking time out of your busy day for this podcast. and I invite you to join with me in building an empire with network marketing. Email me, Dale at DaleMoreau.net, DaleMoreau.net. And you can find more tips and tricks for making network marketing work for you at my blog, DaleMoreau.net. Dale Moreau, your host with food for thought and insights into network marketing and making it work for you, signing off, hoping to see you all on the better side of success.
You've been listening to information and conversation about network marketing with Dale Moreau. For more tips and tricks and to enroll in one of Dale's elite coaching and training programs, visit DaleMoreau.net. Whether you're learning the basics or refining your niche skills, you'll find the tools and resources you need to become a network marketing leader. Thanks for tuning in. See you again next time.